Time for a sofa upgrade? Visit washablesofas.com and discover Anabay, where designer style meets budget-friendly prices, with sofas starting at $699. Anabay brings you the ultimate in furniture innovation with a modular design that allows you to rearrange your space effortlessly. Perfect for both small and large spaces, Anabay is the only machine-washable sofa inside and out. Say goodbye to stains and messes with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics that make cleaning easy. Liquid simply slides right off. Designed for custom comfort, our high-resilience foam lets you choose between a sink and feel or a supportive memory foam blend. Plus, our pet-friendly, stain-resistant fabrics ensure your sofa stays beautiful for years. Don't compromise quality for price. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your living space today with no-risk returns and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get up to 60% off plus free shipping and free returns. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Jonathan Shanzo of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy. Reuters headline is suggestive but unclear. Israel agrees to talks on Lebanon border to free five Lebanese, according to the prime minister's office. Now, the last time I checked, there was a ceasefire in the north. The IDF was maintaining five strong positions. Otherwise, the Lebanon armed forces were supposed to be present, and Hezbollah, decapitated, was on its back foot. What's changed?
Nothing's changed. I would argue that, you've got a Lebanese government that is still trying to break free of the current restraints put on it and the pressure that it's feeling from the international community to convert this moment into a true opportunity to remove Hezbollah from the country. I don't think it's happening, John. I just don't see the will and I don't see the capability. And those are the two things that are necessary for anything to move here. The UN interim forces in Lebanon remain feckless. They're unable to do anything here. And if you saw it, there was a speech delivered by Naim Qassem, the new secretary general of Hezbollah. He's admitted that Hezbollah has taken its lumps. It's weaker as a result of the war with Israel. I think we all can see that, but he refuses to lay down his arms. He refuses to cede defeat. And so what that's doing is it's setting the stage for future conflict with Israel. Doesn't mean that it's going to happen now or next week or even next month, but certainly nothing's changed here fundamentally other than a weakness, some setback suffered by Hezbollah. Israel has to think very carefully now about whether it wants to preemptively move on Hezbollah and finally dismantle the group further. In other words, do it more seriously than what's already happened, but risk opening another front. But I think in the interim, also the Israelis need to consider if they go back to fighting in Gaza, that they may yet have a multi-front war to fight, probably this time West Bank, maybe the Houthis in Yemen, maybe Iraq. But the question is, would Lebanon also join in? Would Hezbollah join in? These are questions we don't know how to answer, but I think that's one of the reasons why the Israelis have been treading so carefully. They know that when the Gaza fighting resumes, that they could be dealing with multiple fronts yet again.
Is Hezbollah a capable organization of launching an offensive operation? My understanding is that it's stripped or damaged to the extent that it has no commanders of military experience whatsoever, that it's being run by back office people who were drafted. So do you go to war with the army you've got or do you retrain?
Well, I think it's probably both. You're right about the commanders, many of them that were injured, blinded, castrated even by that pager operation that the Israelis pulled off. And on top of that, there were decapitation strikes that took out a lot of their senior leaders, including military commanders. But they, they still have an arsenal, John, of somewhere around 50,000 projectiles, missiles, rockets, drones that are deployable and that can attack Israel. They still have tens of thousands of fighters. If you saw the funeral for Hassan Nasrallah, the fallen secretary general of Hezbollah, killed by the Israelis, it was just a few weeks ago, then there were hundreds of thousands of Shia and maybe even Sunni Muslims out in the streets in support of Nasrallah. There is still a groundswell of support, and there are still fighters that are able to wage war against Israel. Hezbollah has not gone away. They're degraded. significantly, but they've not gone away. And this is, of course, something that is going to be weighing on the minds of Israeli war planners. But to be clear, though, they look around the region. They see a weakened Hamas, see a weakened Hezbollah. They see Shiite militias that cannot operate in Syria any longer to the extent that they could before. You look at a weakened Iran. It's a much better scenario for Israel right now in this multi-front war, but there are still threats, and those threats need to be assessed as we head into what could be the second phase of the war.
There's a lot of very non-transparent moving around on the West Bank. What is the threat there, Jonathan? Last time we talked about it, the gangs don't have one name or one group, although Hamas is present. What's on the West Bank that's fearful?
Well, what's happened, John, is that there's been a consistent threat posed by Hamas and Islamic Jihad, PFLP, you know, this sort of normal alphabet soup of terror groups sponsored by the Iranians. But what's happened since the war, quietly but steadily, is that the border with Jordan has been penetrated repeatedly by Iranian smugglers. And they have been bringing in weapons and cash, in some cases fighters, some cases drugs. But they've been bringing them in, and they've been arming up what's been widely described to me as gangs. These are not well-trained fighters. These are not people who are well-practiced in the tactics of terrorism, but they have enough to pose a threat. And so what Israel's been doing, and we've seen this actually since almost day one of the war, they've got troops in the West Bank carrying out raids, making arrests, capturing weapons, destroying weapons, in some cases even bringing in tanks or drones to target top leaders. This is a battle to maintain control over this disputed territory. This is not going to be easy for Israel. Again, I'm worried about whether, if war breaks out again in Gaza, whether we see a simultaneous eruption of activity in the West Bank. That is, I think, one of the things that Israeli war planners fear if there is a return to full-out hostility.
Finally, quickly, Tehran. The metaphor I've been using for some time is the octopus. The brain is in Tehran. The tentacles are Hamas, Hezbollah, Houthis, etc. Is Iran in active communication? Does it order attacks or no attacks? Does it involve itself in the decisions of these arms of the octopus? We have about 30 seconds.
It varies, John. You know, with Hamas, it was a bit more hands off because there were other patrons like Qatar and Turkey and others. With Hezbollah, it was really an owned and controlled kind of a situation. Shiite militias in Iraq and Syria are different than the ones in Houthi land in Yemen. It all varies. But we certainly see the arm of Iran, of this regime, on multiple fronts. Wherever there are threats, you are going to see Iranian fingerprints, cash, weapons, training. This all continues to be a serious problem for U.S. security.
Jonathan Shanzer is the executive director of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Life's messy. We're talking spills, stains, pets, and kids. But with Anabay, you never have to stress about messes again. At washablesofas.com, discover Anabay sofas, the only fully machine washable sofas inside and out, starting at just $699. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, that means fewer stains and more peace of mind. Designed for real life, our sofas feature changeable fabric covers, allowing you to refresh your style anytime. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa effortlessly. Perfect for cozy apartments or spacious homes. Plus, they're earth-friendly and built to last. That's why over 200,000 happy customers have made the switch. Upgrade your space today. Visit washablesofas.com now and bring home a sofa made for life. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today. You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.